You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
There is a story that we were kind of chuckling about off the air. A lot of people are very much into recycling, which is great. But I don't mean like recycling, taking your bottles and cans out to the curb. We're talking about just reusing things in your house. And in this particular story, they're talking about how the days of the week line up over a certain number of years and how you can actually reuse your old desk and wall calendars. You don't have to go out and buy a new one. Just so you know, if you hold on to that calendar from 2022, it'll be good again in 2033.
Oh, good. Everything will match back up. Okay.
Yeah.
The dates.
Now, calendars tend to line up either every 6 years or 11 years. The exception, they say, are leap years when it takes 28 years to circle back around.
Oh,
so,
my God.
So next year, 2024, is a leap year. You won't be able to reuse that calendar again until 2052. However,
well, hold on to it.
The one from last year will be good in 2033 and 2039.
Okay.
So
I guess you'll have to, if you actually use like a day planner or a calendar, you'll have to scratch out all the events that you wrote in there.
Yes.
So
yes.
Leave some space, I guess. Write, if you're one of these people, write really small so you can reuse it a couple times.
Yeah. Dentist appointment, you know, you can, or get the old whiteout.
Yeah, right.
That,
yeah,
you know?
Sure
the
they do.
Whiteout. I was watching some TV show the other day where it's a new one too, and it's contemporary, but the woman had some whiteout and she was like altering a document. And I thought, oh my God, I haven't seen a bottle of that
in years. I know.
Anyway, so you can reuse a calendar, and that is if you still have those old-timey wall calendars, you know, that you pin into the wall.
Exactly, exactly. And I have to laugh because I did see this story this morning, and it made me instantly think of my mother-in-law. Her thing every year for Christmas is to hand out calendars, physical calendars, to everybody in the family. I mean, even our kids each get their
like
own
the ones with like
small
the photos.
Calendars.
And, you know, each month is
the big square that you flip every month, and each calendar's got a theme, and it's her thing to go around, and she hands out like, you know, 20 different calendars. And I just have to laugh at this. You know, it's a little inside joke with me and, you know, Nick Knack, like, who is actually using these? And I came across a couple of them that she's given to us in the past couple years, and they're still sealed up, just sitting there, never been opened, and, you know, sadly, into the recycle they went. But it's like, why do you keep doing this? Everybody's got it on their phone now.
Yeah, I had my cleaning lady, my Hanamaka Frau, many years ago. Every year at Christmas, she would give me a new calendar, but it was one of those thought-a-day desk calendars.
Yeah, you tear them off.
You tear the day off, you know, and then it would have a saying. One year it was a joke, and I'm not kidding. The worst, even worse than the jokes I tell on this show. They were bad.
Yeah.
And I used to always kind of laugh, but she was my cleaning lady. And she came to the house every 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to make sure that it was up there in the kitchen.
It had to be
and
out.
The night before,
yeah.
I'd have to catch up and rip off like, you know, 10, 12
days. A
stack
of them.
Yeah.
And then bury them in the trash so she didn't see them.
Right. So that she would see that, you know, I was keeping up with it and everything.
Yeah.
Which was funny. Although there was one time I've written articles on one of those thought a day things. It was so moving to me. I still have it. It has to be from 20 years ago. And I still have it in a drawer because it was, I thought it was such a profound thought. And like I said, I've written stuff about it. And it all came from that one thought a day calendar.
Huh.
That's
cool.
I don't know. I guess people still do buy those things.
They do. The only one I know that still uses one is my grandma, because I'll go to grandma's house, you know, and she's obviously extremely analog still, and it's on the wall, and she goes through, you know, in January and writes everybody's birthdays down in there and anniversaries and
well, if you reuse
her
your,
doctor's
your
appointments. And
you know, reusing the calendar 6 years later or 11 years later, those birthdays will still be the same.
They'll still be the same. Yeah, yeah. So anyway, she's the only one I know that still uses one. Because they used to have those stores in the mall, it was like nothing but calendars, and you'd walk in and it was wall-to-wall calendars. Those have gone out of business real fast.
Let me ask you, do we not care about this, or is part of us sad about this?
I personally don't care. I've never really used A calendar. I could think of a, you know, like back when I was in college and stuff, I used a day planner so I could write, you know, when assignments were due and things like that. But I've never actually used like a calendar on the wall. My mom used to.
I have to admit something. You know those desk ones? They lie flat and they're big. They're like 2 feet wide.
Yeah, sure.
18 inches tall or whatever, and each month is on there with a, you know, a big square for that month, and you'd
Those are like business calendars, yeah.
Right, you tear off December and you've got January with all, you know, 31 days with those big squares, and I used to always buy those for my business because I was sure that this would be the year I'm going to actually be very organized and I'm going to use this desk calendar. And I never used them. I never used them. And each year I would go buy, and they weren't cheap, but I would go buy one. I was like, okay. And I'd get all excited in January. I'd get my
pen I've got things to do.
I'd write in like the first week of stuff. And by the third week, I mean, it was dust.
You're just doodling on it. And then you're just using it to keep the pen imprints out of your nice desk, essentially, you know, underneath. It's just a pad for writing on.
You're exactly right.
Yep, that's all it is. So anyway.
So I used to feel kind of bad about that because I wanted to. I had every intention.
Yeah. When you feel very important when you have that laying there on your, you know, desk. And
maybe it's that's filled a part
there.
You're
of
like,
it, I too. I feel very important.
My life is so busy and I'm so important
busy.
That I must have a desk calendar.
Yeah. And everyone can see it when they walk in. Look how busy I am.